Ave sheds $6 billion in TVL. After KelpDAO hack exposes structural risk, Ave's total value locked has dropped by roughly $6 billion since the KelpDAO bridge drain last week, according to a CoinDesk report published April 19th. The exodus is more than 20 times the size of the $292 million bridge exploit that started the chain reaction, and it is forcing a public conversation about how DeFi's largest lender accepts liquid restaking tokens as collateral. As of April 19th, ETH was trading at $2,340, down 1.1% on the day, while BTC sat at $76-$47. AAVE, the token, has already taken a 22% leg down this week as whales rotated out, but the TVL number is a different signal. It shows depositors leaving the protocol, not just speculators selling the governance asset. From a single bridge exploit to a $6 billion capital flight. The original incident was narrow. A layer zero based bridge operated by KelpDAO was drained for about $292 million on April 15th, almost all of it in RAS ETHES, the project's liquid restaking token. Aave is one of the main venues where RAS ETHES has been used as collateral, and the protocol paused new RAS ETHES borrows within hours of the incident becoming public. The pause stopped new risk from building. It did not stop lenders and looping strategies from pulling the collateral they already had at work. Over the following 4 days, TVL measurements aggregated across Aave's V3 markets fell by around $6 billion ours, with the sharpest outflows on Ethereum mainnet. Two things usually drive a drop of this size. The first is direct de-risking. Depositors unwinding staking and yield positions they no longer trust to behave predictably. The second is forced mechanical deleveraging as looped trades unwind. A recursive deposit and borrow against RSETH, for example, has to collapse as soon as the collateral leg stops earning or becomes hard to exit. Both have been visible this week. Why this reads as structural and not one-off. EOS Aave has weathered larger dollar exploits before without a TVL move of this magnitude. The difference this time is the type of asset at the center. Liquid restaking tokens sit on top of another layer of infrastructure: the bridge, the restaking protocol, the underlying validator set, and a failure at any of those layers leaks back into the lender that accepts the wrapped receipt as collateral. That is the structural part of the CoinDesk headline. A lender's balance sheet stops being a function of its own risk parameters the moment it accepts a token whose value depends on a protocol it does not control. When RSETH holders lost faith in the peg, Aave's RSETH markets became an exit door, and Aave had to absorb the volatility whether or not its own contracts had any vulnerability. Competing lenders are reading the same tape. Spark and Morpho have both been asked in governance channels to review their LRT listings. The open question is whether DIO risk committees tighten caps and haircuts on LRT collateral across the board, or whether LRTs get quietly sidelined on the largest lenders the way algorithmic stablecoins were after Terra. What it means for deposits and yield strategies. For users who treat Aave as a base layer for passive yield, the immediate change is that headline APRs on ETH and stablecoin pools have moved. Borrow demand around RSETH has vanished, and the utilization swings are showing up in supply rates. Anyone who had set and forget positions against LRT collateral is either out or in the middle of unwinding. The longer-term read matters more for anyone using DeFi as a spending backstop. A growing number of wallets top up spend from your own wallet setups by drawing a stablecoin credit line against ETH or LSTs on Aave. When the lender's collateral book is in flux, those credit lines get repriced and sometimes suspended. The pause on new RSETH borrows is the live example this week. If risk committees extend similar treatment to other LRTs, debit-style crypto spending flows that depend on those lines will feel it before the price charts do. The CoinDesk figure is the snapshot the market is watching. The number that will determine whether this becomes a permanent reset or a dip is the one nobody has published yet. How much of the $6 billion comes back after the KelpDAO postmortem lands?